The Majestic Old Courthouse has remained over the past 150 years as one of St. Louis's most prominent architectural landmarks. Plan your visit to see all the permanent exhibits and special events. The Old Courthouse was the site of the first two trials of the pivotal Dred Scott case in 1847 and 1850. It was also where Virginia Minor's case for a woman's right to vote came to trial in the 1870s. You may tour this historic structure and visit the restored courtrooms to learn more about our 19th century judicial system. St. Louis's Old Courthouse is listed in the National Park Service's National Underground Railroad Network to Freedom. The Network to Freedom recognizes sites, programs, and faculties verifiable associations to the Underground Railroad. The phenomenon popularly known as the Underground Railroad has been broadly defined by the National Park Courthouse, by the National Park Service, as the historic resistance to enslavement through escape and flight. The Old Courthouse is linked with the story of the Underground Railroad, and with that of slavery, as a property associated with legal challenges to slavery, it was a public forum as well as a courthouse. Slaves were auctioned from its steps in East State settlements, which, while one man's suit for freedom helped plunge the country into civil war. The Old Courthouse was the site of hundreds of suits for freedom, but one gained notoriety. In 1847, Dred Scott, with his wife, Harriet, sued for and were granted their freedom. After many appeals, the case was decided upon by the Supreme Court. The decision stated that the slaves were property, and as such, had no right to sue. The Dred Scott decision had hastened the start of the Civil War. Here's some more facts. In 1826, the construction of the original federal-style courthouse began on land donated for use as a public square by Augusta Chouteau and J.B.C. Lucas. Construction on the existing Greek Revival-style courthouse began in 1839 and continued through several transitions until 1862. The courthouse was the scene of many rallies, speeches, and several important trials, including the suit by Dred Scott for freedom and slavery and suffragist Virginia Louisa Minor for the right to vote. A special exhibit, Dred Scott's Slavery and the Struggle to be Free, is currently on display in the rotunda of the Old Courthouse. The exhibit describes several aspects of African-American